Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by for 36Kr Holdings Incorporation's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After management's prepared remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. Today's conference call is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to your host, Jing Li, IR manager of the company. Please go ahead, Jing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 36Kr Holdings' first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. The company's financial and operational results were released early today and have been made available online. You can also view the earnings press release by visiting the IR section of our website at ir.36kr.com. Participants on today's call will include our co-chairman and CEO, Mr. Dagang Feng, and our Vice President of Finance and Capital Markets, Mr. Lin Wei. Mr. Feng will start the call by providing an overview of the company and performance highlights of the quarter in Chinese, followed by an English interpretation. Ms. Wei will then provide details of the company's financial results before opening the call for your questions. Before we continue, please note that today's discussion will contain forward-looking statements made under the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. As such, the company's results may be materially different from the views expressed today. Further information regarding these and other risks and uncertainties is included in the company's prospectus and other public filings as filed with the U.S. SEC. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements, except as required under applicable law. Please note that 36Kr's earnings press release and this conference call include discussions of unaudited GAAP financial measures, as well as unaudited non-GAAP financial measures. 36Kr's press release contains a reconciliation of the unaudited non-GAAP measures to the unaudited GAAP measures. And please note that all amount numbers are in RMB. I'll now turn the call over to our co-chairman and CEO, Mr. Dagang Feng. Paul, please go ahead.
谢谢大家好。 感谢大家来参加我们的业绩电话会议。
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today.
进入2021年, 伴随中国经济从疫情影响中复苏, 我们逐步恢复了增长势头, 并进一步巩固了36氪 作为中国领先的新经济内容与服务入口平台的核心竞争优势, 我们进一步加强了在内容、产品和技术等方面的长期投入。 我们相信36氪在传统企业数字化转型, 企业服务崛起, 第二级市场联动以及内容产业向短视频转型的发展趋势下，必将抓住其中巨大的商业机会，持续为客户、用户和投资人创造价值。
As we venture further into 2021, China's economy is gearing up for a new normal as it steadily emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic. In this context, we are steadily regaining growth momentum and focusing on our core competencies as the leading platform for new economy growth-focused business content and service offerings in China. With continuous long-term investments in our content, products, and technology, we believe we are well-positioned to seize the immense commercialization opportunities in the digital transformation of traditional enterprises, the rise of enterprise service markets, the further integration of private equity and public equity markets, and the shift toward short-form video across digital content industry. For the unlocking values to our customers, users, and investors.
在第一季度，我们的全网流量再创纪录，全网月均流量量达 8.293亿次， 再创历史新高，同比增长 75%， 环比增长 32%， 这是我们连续第12个季度实现全网流量的增长，充分显示出我们新经济内容的卓越影响力。
During the first quarter, we once again delivered record-setting performance in total user traffic, with average monthly PVs jumping to a new high of 829.3 million, representing a 75% year-over-year increase and a 32% sequential climb. This strong metric represents a 12th consecutive quarter of PV growth, underscoring our exceptional ability to generate new economy content, appealing to a broader and growing audience base.
伴随流量和用户粘性的增长, 一季度我们的广告客户需求呈现出持续增长的动力。我们很高兴地看到广告收入同比增长了 58%， 与2020年同期相比，广告客户数量和客单价都实现了增长。
Echoing the growth in our traffic and user engagement, demand from advertisers continued to demonstrate growth momentum in the first quarter. We are delighted to achieve a 55% year-over-year jump in advertising revenue amid increase in both the number of advertising customers and average revenue per advertising customers compared with the same period of 2020.
我们既有的和新兴的广告板块都呈现出快速复苏的势头，并向深度营销服务模式推进。除了跨国公司、本土品牌和互联网巨头，我们的广告客户涵盖越来越多的垂直领域，如医疗健康、人工智能和社交领域。我们很高兴地看到36氪越来越多地成为新经济领域那些快速成长的公司和知名品牌的首选合作伙伴。
Our existing and emerging advertising segments both recovered at a fast pace, propelling us toward a more comprehensive marketing service model. In addition to multinational corporations, domestic brands, and internet giants, our advertising clientele have covered more verticals such as healthcare, artificial intelligence,and social networking. We are pleased to see 36Care is increasingly become the go-to partner for fast-growing new economy companies, as well as elite brands.
在第一季度，我们持续完善我们的内容和服务，这也是我们商业化的基础。与此同时，我们继续贯彻我们的内容平台化策略 ,PGC 和 UGC 齐头并进，进一步加强内容的质量、深度和广度。我们的自产内容持续受到来自用户的广泛好评。我们每天都发布众多有见地的报道，及时的快讯和深度评论与分析。同样，作为一个内容平台，我们致力于吸引和培养更多优质的内容创作者，并不断拓展内容类别，以覆盖更多的细分赛道，服务更广泛的用户群体。
During the first quarter, we continue to refine our content platform and our product offerings, which are the foundation of our commercialization. Our content platform strategy remains intact.As we are dedicated to further strengthening our content quality, depth, and diversity through both PGC and UGC, our professional producer content continues to enjoy high popularity and a paralyzed word-of-mouth effect. We publish the numerous insightful analysis reports, timely market updates, as well as thought-provoking editories and commentaries every single day.As a content platform, we also endeavor to attract and cultivate more quality content creators and continuously expand our content genres in order to cover more niche markets and size broader user demographics.
除了自有平台外，我们继续利用外部平台以触达更广泛的用户群体。目前，我们几乎和所有主流的第三方内容平台都有合作，包括微信、微博、抖音、快手、哔哩哔哩以及最新拓展的小红书。在第一季度，36氪微信官方账号发布的内容中，有超过160篇的10万加内容。此外，我们新推出的关注年轻群体前沿生活和商业趋势的微信账号“后浪研究所”的粉丝数量同样增长迅速。
In addition to our proprietary platform, we continue to leverage external resources to expand our user reach. We now work with almost all major third-party platforms, including WeChat, 微博、抖音。快手、哔哩哔哩 and most recently, 小红书。In the first quarter, there were over 160 pieces of content published on 36Care WeChat official accounts that have gained readership of over 100,000 times each. In addition, our newly launched WeChat accounts, all used, customized for the younger generation and their lifestyle and business trends, is well received by the audience.With a fast-growing number of followers.
此外，我们还在视频和音频内容方面进一步扩大我们的内容矩阵，触达更广泛、更年轻的用户群体。一季度，我们的直播和短视频内容策略继续带来新的流量增长。具体而言，我们自产的视频内容进一步获得市场的认可。截至第一季度末，我们在第三方视频平台的粉丝总量已突破440万，环比增长53%。其中 ，B 站36氪账号吸引了超过64.7万名粉丝。视频总观看量达到6000万。同样，在抖音上，得益于我们高质量和引领潮流的视频内容，我们的氪财经账号吸引了约360万粉丝。最近，我们还在小红书上创建了账号，我们的短视频内容在这个新渠道上也大受欢迎，粉丝快速增长。
Furthermore, we are harnessing our capabilities in video and audio content forms to broaden our offering metrics and resonate with a wider user base, especially the younger generation. During the first quarter, our live streaming and short form video content initiatives continue to fuel additional user traffic growth. Specifically, our self-produced video content gained further traction with over 4.4 million followers on the third-party traffic platforms at the end of first quarter, up 53% sequentially. We attracted more than 647,000 followers on Bilibili with our video content garnering over 16 million total views. On Douyin, our KR finance account attracted around 3.6 million followers, spurred by our high performance, trend-setting video content. Recently, we also created a content distribution account on Xiaohongshu, and we are excited to have witnessed fast follower growth on this new channel as our short-form video content continues to gain popularity.
另外，在视频内容商业化方面，我们与包括伊利、平安、华为和惠普在内的众多优质品牌在视频营销服务方面建立了合作。此外，我们还致力于拓展音频内容，并整合文本、图像、音频、视频和直播等多种形式的信息内容，为客户提供全面的内容营销解决方案。
In terms of commercialization of video content, we have entered into collaborations with a variety of elite brands, including Yili, Pian, Huawei, and HP, for video marketing services. Moreover, we are expanding our audio-based content, integrating multiple forms, including text, image, video, audio, and live streaming, all of which are aimed to providing customers with a comprehensive array of content marketing solutions.
在产品方面, 一季度我们继续对36氪 APP 进行升级, 以推动我们自有平台的用户增长。 我们在36氪 APP 上添加了更新的 iOS 桌面小组件, 为用户提供更便捷的发现和浏览内容的方式。 我们还在36氪 APP 上新增了直播间功能, 用户可以在我们的自有平台上直接访问直播内容, 带来更加丰富的内容体验。 2021年第一季度 36氪 APP 端的人均内容消费数量同比增长近 40%。
On the product front, in the first quarter, we continue to upgrade our 36Care app in an effort to cultivate our organic and proprietary user growth. We edited new iOS desktop widget features to the 36Care app, providing users with a more accessible and easy-to-use way to discover and browse content. We also enabled a new tab function on our 36Care app for users to access live streaming content our own mobile app to deliver a smoother content viewing experience across our platform. For the first quarter of 2021, the average content consumption per person on the 36Care app increased by nearly 40% on year-over-year basis.
我想着重介绍一下我们近期推出的全新的二级市场产品。多年来，36氪在服务新经济企业和一级市场参与者方面积累了丰富的经验和专业知识。 选择将我们的服务拓展至二级市场领域，是我们过去在已有内容和产品战略上的自然延伸。我们相信，我们可以捕捉其中的新机遇，并将过去在新经济领域的成功复制到二级市场领域。我们为上市前及已经上市的公司提供内容和服务产品，并实现了迅猛增长，受到了积极的市场反馈，这进一步增强了我们在二级市场拓展的信心。Last
but not the least, we recently launched a brand new public active markets product. Over the years, 36Care has accumulated rich experience and expertise in serving new economy companies and private active market participants. It's a natural extension to provide services for the professional public active market sector and building on our proven accomplishments. We believe we can replicate this success with relevant public active market content and grasp new opportunities in this tremendous market. Our content and service offerings across pre- and post-IPO companies exhibited rapid growth with positive market feedback. This strong performance reinforces confidence in our ability to drive growth in this promising field.
接下来我想与大家分享一下我们在企业服务领域的一些新的进展。
Next, I would like to share some color on progress we have made with new initiatives across the enterprise services business space.
首先，很高兴我们在企业服务点评业务上取得了坚实的进展。去年我们测试推出了36氪给付点评平台，帮助中国企业发现和选择企业服务的信息化支持平台。截至一季度末，企业服务点评平台已经收录了超过3000个企业级应用。另外，今年春季，该点评平台聚焦商业智能赛道的拓展，发布了商业智能系列动态榜单，吸引了国内 BI 巨头、BI 头部厂商和行业专家的入驻。榜单评选期间，吸引了数百家企业用户对各类 BI 产品的点评。我们还为 BI 软件企业和潜在企业客户安排了专场会议，以促成采购交易。
We are excited to have made meaningful strides in our enterprise service review portal, beta launched last year in a bid to build a digital destination to discover and select enterprise services in China. The review portal has showcased over 3,000 enterprise service applications as of March 31, 2021.More specifically, the review platform launched the ranking of business intelligence software on a rolling basis in spring 2021, featuring leading companies and industry experts in the BI space and prompting comments on various BI products from hundreds of enterprise customers. We also arranged exclusive meetings for BI software brands and enterprise customers.To facilitate potential procurement transactions.
另一方面，我们也在积极推进企业服务在更多城市和区域落地，抓住全国范围内企业数字化转型的巨大发展机遇。地域性的拓展也成为我们实现企业服务规模化拓展的又一有效途径，尤其是建立与地方政府和产业链资源的联盟合作。第一季度，我们重点在湖南、河南、山东等省份开展与当地政府企业的合作。目前为止，我们已经在杭州、重庆、成都、广州等12个城市建立了当地业务，并将向更多的省份拓展。我们已初步构建起以内容为优势、以企业服务为抓手的多层次企业服务体系。
In addition, we are working diligently to extend our value-added enterprise service offerings to more cities and regions in China to ride the wave of digital transformation. We are confident that our geographic expansion initiatives will bolster our ability to scale up.Our enterprise services, especially in partnership with local governments and value chain resources. In this spirit, during the first quarter, we pivoted to develop the collaborative opportunities between enterprises and local governments in Henan, Shandong, and Hunan. To date, we have expanded our footprint into 12 cities, including burgeoning megacities like Hangzhou.Chongqing, Chengdu, and Guangzhou, and we plan to expand to more provinces over time. These efforts supported our capabilities to build up a multifaceted and dynamic enterprise service ecosystem, inspiring new economy-driven development across the nation through our engaging and valuable content, as well as our comprehensive service offerings.
互联网在中国发展至今，已经完成了信息线上化、商品线上化、金融线上化以及部分的商业行为线上化。此次疫情进一步加速了商业行为的全面线上化。未来20年，所有的商业行为将会不可逆地实现全面线上化。所有的互联网公司、传统公司最后都会变成新经济公司。我们相信这个过程将孕育着巨大的机会。36氪也在这一机会面前进行布局。
The development.Of the internet in China has been fueling changes in the economic system as digital technology have been redefining more and more economic activities. This included digital information, digital merchandise, and digital finance, as well as an increasing share of business activities going digital. The COVID-19 crisis has especially accelerated digital transformationAcross a wider range of business activities. We believe that within the next 20 years, all economic activities will irreversibly go digital. All internet companies and traditional companies will eventually evolve to new economy companies. We see huge opportunities emerging in the digital transformation journey across the world. And keeping this in mind, we are poised to set up our strategic efforts to grasp the growth potential.
5月11日，我们在深圳举办了中国基金合伙人未来峰会，聚集了数百家主流投资机构，包括一线私募基金投资人、国际投行和全球知名的股权投资基金。这次峰会的主题围绕一级市场和二级市场的现状、机遇与挑战。5月12日，我们又延续热度，在深圳举办了 WISE 2021领风者大会，数十位行业关键意见领袖、头部公司和分析师参加了此次会议，重点围绕新技术、新消费和新医疗展开了深度讨论。
On May 11th, we hosted a China Fund Partner Future Summit in Shenzhen, attracting hundreds of mainstream investment institutions, which included first-tier LPs, international investment bankers, and globally well-known active funds. This flagship summit featured a keynote on the dynamic opportunities and challenges facing venture capital and active markets, bringing insights to our customers and users.And on May 12th, also in Shenzhen, we hosted the 2021 WISE Innovation Leader Conference. Dozens of industry KOLs, leading companies, and analysts attending the event, focusing on themes surrounding new technology, new consumer, and new healthcare sectors.
下面是我们在订阅服务方面的进展。我们一直致力于为中国新经济的六大社群生态提供服务。我们的订阅服务已成功地实现了与全国各地的企业、政府机构以及资本的互动。例如，我们标志性的会员产品阿里财道明星班引入了政府对初创企业的直接资源支持。本季度，这种支持在天津和广东福田都已经落地。
Moving on to our subscription services, with a firm commitment to serving the six major communities of China's new economy, our subscription services have successfully engaged enterprises.Governmental agencies and capital across the country. For example, our iconic membership product, Ali Speedway Star Class, brings direct resource support from the government for staffs. This type of support was put in practice during the first quarter in Tianjin and Futian, Guangdong.
综上，展望2021年，我们相信，在数字化经济蓬勃发展的背景下。随着新经济参与者基数的不断增长，对36氪多元化服务的需求也将持续快速增长。作为中国新经济内容与服务入口平台，我们将继续推进我们的产品和服务的多样化，不断促进社群和用户规模的发展，同时探索新业务增长点，以提升变现能力。最后，我们有信心依靠长期发展的实力，继续开拓新的业务。
In summary, looking ahead to 2021,We believe demand for 36Care and its diverse service offerings from a growing base of new economy participants will continue to thrive in the fast-evolving digital business context. As a go-to content and service platform in the Chinese new economy space, we will continue to diversify our product and service offerings, as well as boost our community and user base.While exploring new growth avenues to enhance monetization, we are confident that our long-term fundamentals position us well to forge ahead in new business development.
下面我将把时间交给我们的财务和资本市场副总裁魏林，他将为我们介绍公司在财务方面的主要表现。谢谢。
With that, I'll now turn the call over to our VP of Finance and Capital Markets, Ms. Lin Wei.We will discuss our key financial results. Please go ahead, Lin.
Thank you, Paul, and hello, everyone. Our first quarter results got the year off to a solid start. As Paul mentioned earlier, the rebound in market demand underpinned a strong 58% year-over-year growth in our advertising revenues in the first quarter. Also, as we continued to shift our resources and focus towards higher margin businesses, we saw a substantial year-over-year increase in both gross profit and gross profit margin.In addition, net loss narrowed substantially in this quarter compared to the same period of last year. Going forward, we remain dedicated to building on our content strength and growing monetization channels to seize immense new economy opportunities. Now I'd like to walk you through more details on our first quarter 2021 financial results. Online advertising services revenue increased by 58% to RMB 33.2 million in the first quarter of 2021,compared to RMB 21 million in the same period of last year. The increase was primarily attributable to the strong recovery and growth of market demand in the first quarter of 2021. Enterprise value-added services revenue were RMB 6.9 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 42.8 million in the same period of last year. The decrease was primarily because we continuously shifted our focus toward higher margin businesses, and starting from this quarter, we ceased to act as a principal in certain low gross margin businesses and only acted as an agent. As a result, revenues of such businesses were recognized on a net basis from this quarter onward. To increase comparability of operating results and help investors better understand our business performance and operating trends, we introduced the gross transaction value as a supplemental metric to describe our business. Gross transaction value of enterprise value-added services was RMB 32.5 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 42.8 million in the same period last year. Subscription services revenue increased by 154% year-over-year to RMB 3.4 million. The increase was primarily attributable to the growth in institutional investor and enterprise subscription services. Total revenues were RMB 43.5 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 65.2 million in the same period of last year. This is mainly due to the aforementioned change of revenue recognition for our enterprise value-added services, where there's a RMB 25.6 million variance between net revenues and gross transaction value. If you do the math, you will see actually our overall business trend is upward and demonstrated solid year-over-year growth. Cost of revenues decreased by 66% year-over-year to RMB 20.2 million in the first quarter of 2021. The decrease was primarily because we continuously shifted our focus toward higher gross margin businesses, as we mentioned earlier in the enterprise value-added service section. Gross profit was RMB 23.4 million in the fourth quarter of 2021, representing a 329% increase year-over-year. Gross profit margin was 53.7% in the first quarter of 2021, compared to 8.4% in the same period of last year. Operating expenses were RMB 64.8 million in the first quarter of 2021, representing a 37% decrease year-over-year. This was mainly due to the decrease in G&A expenses in the first quarter of 2021. Sales and marketing expenses were RMB 35.7 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 34.9 million in the same period of last year. G&A expenses were RMB 20.2 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 59.3 million in the same period of last year. The decrease was primarily attributable to the decrease in the allowance for doubtful accounts and share-based compensation expenses. Research and development expenses were RMB 9 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 8.5 million in the same period last year. The increase was primarily attributable to the increase in payroll-related expenses, partially offset by the decrease in share-based compensation expenses. Share-based compensation expenses recognized in cost of revenues, sales and marketing expenses, research and development expenses, as well as G&A expenses, totaled RMB 2.7 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 13 million in the same period of last year. Net loss was RMB 40.5 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 95.9 million in the same period of last year. Non-GAAP adjusted net loss was RMB 37.8 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 82.9 million in the same period of last year. Net loss attributable to 36KR Holdings ordinary shareholders was RMB 39.5 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 95.4 million in the same period of last year. Basic and diluted net loss per share were both RMB 3.8 cents in the first quarter of 2021, compared to RMB 9.3 cents in the same period of last year. As of March 31, 2021, the company had cash, cash equivalents, and short-term investments of RMB 174.1 million compared to RMB 209.2 million as of December 31, 2020. The decrease was mainly attributable to an equity investment we made in the first quarter of 2021 with a total cash consideration of approximately RMB 30 million. This concludes our prepared remarks today. We will now open the call to questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. For the benefit of all participants on today's call, if you wish to ask a question to management in Chinese, please immediately repeat your question in English. Thank you. Once again, it's star one on your telephone to ask your question. Thank you. We have the first question from the line of Vincent Yu from Needham & Co. Please go ahead. Vincent, your line is open. You can ask your question now. Once again, Vincent from Needham & Company, your line is open. You can ask your question now. Thank you.
Thank you, management, for taking my question. I have two questions. First question is, can management share the comment on the overall market recovery in first quarter 2021, and have we seen any chance that we can share for the rest of the year? Second question is, can I share a comment on the client's S-band with 36KR? It was mentioned that some international clients have reduced their spending. Have they returned, and how the overall spending and engagement by client this quarter? Yes. Thank you, management.
好的，谢谢文森。首先第一个问题是关于这个Q1 的时候，我们在不同行业的广告客户投放意愿和需求恢复的情况。那首先，我们注意到随着疫情的影响逐渐过去，我们看到宏观经济层面各个行业的情况应该都在好转，尤其是一些新经济企业更是逆势取得了增长。因此，三十六氪的一季度广告也显示了强劲的增长势头，同比增长58%。而客户数和客单价都取得了大幅的提升，我们可以分析一下，其中很多行业取得了100%以上的增长，例如消费生活、电商、人工智能和消费健康行业，尤其是医疗健康行业更是取得爆发式的增长。我们积极地把握近期发展迅速的人工智能和医疗健康行业，拓展这些热门行业中的客户，其中有不少客户是我们从前没有合作过的新客户。另外，从全年来看，品牌客户特别是跨国广告客户的广告投放预计较去年会有所增长。
Okay, as the worst of the pandemic appears to be behind us, we are seeing solid economic recovery and gradual improvements across various industries. More specifically, a few new economy companies spearheaded the growth in the aftermath of the pandemic. As such, our advertising business gathered strong momentum in the first quarter, with year-over-year revenue growth of 58%.Advertising services for our new economy customers continue to grow, both in terms of number of advertising customers and average revenue per advertising customer. And we achieved more than 100% growth each in advertising services for several verticals, such as consumer and lifestyle, e-commerce, artificial intelligence, and healthcare.In particular, advertising services for healthcare customers delivered explosive growth. We are actively managing to tap into rising opportunities in the artificial intelligence and healthcare space and attract new customers. And looking forward to 2021, we expect advertisement demand from branded customers, especially multinational brands.To increase compared with last year.
好的，我接着来回答第二个问题。我们的广告客户主要分为传统客户和新经济客户。跨国公司客户是传统客户中的一个重要组成部分。当然，去年的时候，因为疫情的影响，这个跨国公司客户是受到了比较大的影响。但是我们注意到，在今年，跨国公司已经开始逐渐的恢复广告投放。整个传统客户的客单价较去年同期增长11%。然后，由于一季度是公司传统的这个广告的淡季， 我们预计说在接下来的三个季度中，传统客户的客单价还会有较大的同比增长。另外，我们看到更大幅度的增长还是来自于本土的新经济公司，比如新消费类的公司、人工智能类的公司。我们正在逐渐地丰富广告产品的样式，比如视频类广告，以吸引更多的广告客户。一些消费类的品牌客户对视频类广告需求更大，他们希望通过36氪的视频内容触达新的消费人群。有些在重塑品牌的客户，希望通过在36氪投放视频广告，完成品牌形象的转换和升级。我们很高兴地看到36氪是传统品牌在向新经济转换时选择的重要合作伙伴。
Okay, I'll do a quick translation. We categorize our advertising customers into traditional customers and new economy customers. The multinational companies accounted for the majority of traditional customers. In the first quarter, we saw average revenue per traditional customer increase 11% year-over-year. Since the first quarter is traditionally a slow season for advertising demand, we expect the average revenue per traditional customer to see substantial year-over-year growth in the following quarters. And along with global recovery from the pandemic, we saw advertising demand from multinational customers gradually rebounded. We also saw stronger growth in advertising needs from domestic new economy companies, such as those in the new consumer and AI sections. Meanwhile, we are making progress in improving our advertising products, such as video advertisements, to attract more customers. Some consumer brands have a higher interest in this kind of product, as they would like to reach to more new customers with exposure to 36Kr's video content. In addition, customers who are rebuilding their brands expect to complete a transformation of brand identity by leveraging 36Kr's video advertising products. In this regard, 36Kr has become an important partner for traditional brands that are in their transition towards new economy companies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of John Ding from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, management. I have a question here on behalf of Kenny Fong. Can you comment on this quarter's gross profit margin in relation to the business change nature, and also the outlook for the GPM in 2021? Because I understand there are circumstances that we've changed the accounting recognition to the net basis, and also the business for enterprise services is shifting from the role of principal to the agent. Thank you, management.
Hi, Joanne, this is Lynn. I will take your question. Yes, you can see that our Q1 gross margin actually was a substantial increase compared to the same period of last year. Our gross margin climbed to 64% this quarter compared to 8.4% last year. I think there are a couple of reasons here. First of all, obviously, we have been shifting our focus towards higher margin businesses, as I said earlier, and also we implementing some cost control measures. So altogether, this helped our gross profit and gross profit margin to increase. And secondly, as you also mentioned, that starting from this quarter, we starting to recognize net revenue for our enterprise value-added services. So this will not affect our gross profit, but it will definitely help increase our gross profit margin to some extent. And I also want to highlight that, as you mentioned, yes, we changed the revenue recognition for our enterprise value-added services revenue from this quarter onward. And actually, if you take that into consideration and if you do the math, you will see that our overall business trend is upward compared to the same period last year and have demonstrated solid growth. And the reason, as we explained in our earnings release as well as in our prepared remarks, is because we shifted our focus and resources to higher margin business. So as a result, for some lower margin businesses, we only act as an agent, and where previously we act as a principal in these businesses. That's why we started to recognize net revenue for those businesses. And also for your question on the outlook of gross margin trend for the remaining remainder of the year 2021, I can assure you that our gross margin will be on a continuous improvement trend for the rest of the year. Hope this answers your question. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. That's very helpful.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shehan Zhao from CICC. Please go ahead.
大家好，想请教一下我们关于新产品的一些最新的一个进展，比如说像起伏点评网，不知道是否有其他的细节以及未来的一个战略想法可以跟我们分享的。 I will translate myself quickly. Could the management share more color on the details and future strategy of the new product, such as Enterprise Service Review Portal? Thank you.
好的，谢谢嘉山，好久不见。起伏点评是我们去年开始测试推出的一个新的帮助中国企业来采购企业服务的这样的一个线上决策平台，是我们在企业增值服务领域的一个新的尝试。那目前它的最新的这个数据应该是。 已经收录了企业及应用3000多个，然后主要集中在BI、CRM和协同办公领域。你知道，在这个起伏领域中，其实下是非常细分、非常多的细分领域，所以其实我们现在正在尝试其中的一部分去开始。然后另外一点就是说，过去我们重点的精力放在我们的内容和数据的积累上面，那么接下来的一段时间，我们会把更多的精力就是在，当然我们要一方面去积累我们的数据和内容，但我们开始逐渐的尝试。
Okay, I'll do a quick translation. Our Enterprise Service Review Portal has been our latest attempt in the field of enterprise value-added services. We beta launched it last year in a bid to build a digital destination to discover and select enterprise services in China. The review portal has showcased more than 3,000 enterprise service applications made in the field of BI, CRM, and collaborative tools. This year, we expect more enterprise service suppliers to come to our platform by addressing enterprises' digital transformation demands. We aim to further leverage our stellar brand, high-quality content offerings, and data insights to provide enterprise service providers with a platform to acquire customers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can we move to the next question?
Yes, please.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jay Dong from TH Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks management for taking my question. I have one question here. How is the process of public equity market products? Thank you.
好，谢谢Jay。我们最近推出了我们的二级市场产品，覆盖的是准上市公司、以上市公司和投资机构及券商等多方二级市场参与者。然后我们的内容主要包括深度内容分析、行业研究报告、线下活动沙龙等产品和服务。 这个服务已经推出，已经受到了客户的广泛关注，然后进一步验证了我们向二级市场进行拓展的能力。我们很有信心，接下来的二级市场产品将会成为我们在内容和服务领域的一个具有代表性的典型的产品。然后，我想这个产品即将巩固36氪既有的产品和服务，又能进一步拓展我们的影响力和我们的商业化变现能力。所以，我们非常看好二级市场产品的潜力。
We recently launched a brand new public equity markets market product, providing thought-provoking editories and commentaries, insightful analysis reports, and premium offline activities to participants in the public active markets, including pre-IPO companies, listed companies, funds, and securities companies.
our public equity markets product has gained popularity since its launch, which proves our ability to drive growth in this promising field. And we are confident this new product will become a classic product in content and service offering field, which strengthens our current content and service offerings in the private market, private market, and extend to a broader field. We believe in the great potential in the public equity market. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can we move to the next question?
Yes, please.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of PPQ from Industrial Securities. Please go ahead.
各位观众朋友晚上好，想请教一下关于这个短视频业务的一个进展情况，看能不能给我们再展开的介绍一下，就是短视频相关的一个商业模式，它是否是广告加企业服务这样的一个综合的模式。 So I will translate my question. Hi management, I have a question about the short video business. Could you explain more about the monetization progress based on this new infrastructure? And is it a combination of advertising and enterprise service? Thank you.
好的，谢谢。首先我先介绍一下我们在短视频方面的一些数据。 首先我们开展短视频业务应该说还不到一年的时间，还是一个新的业务，但是 我们很高兴地看到说我们的这种我们认为说相对严肃的内容还是获得了年轻用户的很大的欢迎。那么我们今天的数据是说，截止到这个 Q1的时候， 我们已经在第三方平台的粉丝数量突破了440万，然后环比增长是 53%。 其中这个在 B 站，我们到 Q3的时候是有 65万左右的粉丝， 然后视频观看量是超过 6000万。在抖音上面， 我们的客财经账号吸引了差不多 360万粉丝， 同时最近我们在小红书以及在另外几家渠道上面都在建立我们的账号，并且都还是比较受欢迎的。然后另外在视频化方面，我们在与大量的这个优质的客户去尝试性的去进行商业化，包括伊利、平安、华为和惠普等知名的品牌。那刚才你说到这个服务，它到底本质上是一个什么样的服务？我想首先它是一个广告服务，它延续了过去我们在图文领域的对 客户的服务。那么接下来我们还会尝试在短视频上面去开展更多的企业服务类的东西，比如说一些培训类的，或者是一些这个创业比赛类的这样的新的内容。这个也会变成我们的企业服务类的业务的一个抓手。谢谢。
I'll do a quick translation. We launched our short form video initiatives within a year. And we are happy to see that we are gaining a growing number of followers on our account on Bilibili, Douyin, and recently in Xiaohongshu. I'll share some numbers of our current short-term videos. During the first quarter, our self-operated video content gained over 4.4 million followers on the third-party traffic platform at the end of first quarter, up 53% sequentially. They attracted more than 647,000 followers on Bilibili, with our video content gathering over 60 million total views. On Douyin, our KR finance account attracted around 3.6 million followers, spurred by our high-performance training video content. And recently, we also created a content distribution account on Xiaohongshu. And currently, we have cooperated with some elite brands, for example, like Yili, Ping'an, Huawei, and HP. And our current monetization model for our short-form video is mainly advertising, but we will expand our current services to a more comprehensive services, including training and contest for our customers to better serve their needs in this new economy content space. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ryan Lee from AMTD. Please go ahead.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my question. I want to know more about the enterprise services, how the progress of your offline activities and which industry will be the most attractive or the popular this year. Thanks.
今天也来我们在逐渐恢复线下的活动和服务，就在刚刚过去的五月，我们在深圳成功举办了基金合伙人峰会和外资领风者大会，讨论一二级市场的投融资趋势，讨论五G、新消费和医疗等四大领域的最新的行业趋势，并且我们进行了同步的直播，收到了很多参与者的积极反馈和好评。那我想这个其中趋势是说，我们看到各行各业都在快速的走向数字化，信息包括信息数字化、商业商品的数字化。 服务的数字化以及金融的数字化，那我们认为说未来20年各种类型的公司都会变成新经济公司，并且他们会具备新经济的特点，指的是说传统公司也有可能在这一波经过数字化的改造之后，会像新经济公司一样去获得快速的成长和快速的去融资，并且快速的集中化。所以我想这里其中蕴含着巨大的商业机会，这也是三十六氪的非常擅长和熟悉的领域。谈到这个热点行业，我想 毫无疑问，新消费是当前最重要的一个创投最关注的热点。然后接下来，比如说5G、新基建和医疗都是最近非常受资本关注的行业，所以我们三六氪处在信息的前沿，我们会继续通过我们对内容的敏感和我们的增值服务，为新经济的参与者提供更多的价值。谢谢。
Okay, I'll do a quick translation. Offline events are recovering gradually. Recently in May, we successfully hosted China Fund Partners Future Summit and the 2021 Wise Innovation Leader Conference in Shenzhen, where we discussed investments and financing trends in the private and public equity markets, as well as the latest industry trends in three major fields, including 5G technology, new consumer, and healthcare. We also made the events accessible via live stream and received the positive feedback and recognition from many event attendees. We see various sectors taking up digital transformation, including digital information, digital merchandise, digital service, and digital finance. We think within the next 20 years, most of the business activities will eventually go digital. As the broader business development goes digital, it will generate tremendous opportunities. Moving to the hot industries, we think new consumer is the most hot industry and has gained great attract a lot of attention from the capital. And also 5G technology, healthcare, healthcare are gaining widespread attention across capital markets. 36Care stands at the frontier of new economy focused information and remains committed to providing more value to new economy participants with high-quality content offerings and value-added services. And we think we can provide better services to our clients and customers in the new economy business space. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions now, I would like to turn the call back to company for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you once again for joining us today. If you have further questions, please feel free to contact 36Care's Investor Relations through the contact information provided on our website.
Thank you. This concludes this conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.